Afterward, I signed on the Pequot because the ship looked like work and because the lamps kept their posture when I passed her by. The yard smelled of tar and oakum and coffee that had been boiled until it learned compliance. At the counter, a man named Comstock counted casks and trued coins. He had the mercy of a precise hand. Behind him, a carving of a jawbone ship sat in a window and retired hardness how to be useful. A woman came in to buy a line for a boy who would go as boat steerer. She tested the rope with a calm that made the clerk forget profit for a breath. There was an understanding between them that did not require courtship. The ledger closed true. If the world were only brain and men, I would have turned monk and finished quickly. The world contains other sovereignties. They keep houses, they run presses under breadfruit trees, they rule shops with a glance that measures a pound without putting it on the scale. They place lamps in the right place at dusk. Their bodies of heat that crosses to a man's face without permission and corrects his thought. When I say a rose, I do not mean a pantomime of appetite. I mean the mild flame that enters rooms and asks them to be better. Call it whiteness if the word helps, though that word has already been burdened with too many sermons. Call it the whale if you enjoy risking your sleep. We sailed at a polite dawn. The water finished its handshake with the keel and we entered the civic empire of currents. The Gulf Stream traveled like a patient senator. The Labrador returned with a cold memory that taught moderation. Along the seam of two waters, something moved without haste, as if a large vow were practicing. The deck learned a politics of order. Ahab was not on deck. He arrived like a verdict that refused to slam its gavel. He stood and the spars remembered how to hold still. He spoke once and gold lit the air, not as glory, more like a coin that remembered the warmth of a pocket. He swore us to a pursuit that sounded like justice if you listened from the right angle. From the wrong angle, it was a prayer without humility. Webster could have argued the case for a day, and Hobbes would have asked for a chair with arms. At noon, the crew settled to their stations and made of the ship a city that walked stub-joked with a voice that saved lives. Flask proved that small men measure well. Starbuck kept his soul like a polished tool, and Queequeg ran palm over rope until the rope confessed friendship. The women were present in the work by their absence in the talk. The cooking kept our blood. The letters turned the mess table into a courtroom where appetite apologized. The long approvals and refusals waited inside every packet a man pressed into his shirt. I saw a sailor stand longer at the rail because he remembered a wrist that had steadied a cup while a storm attempted philosophy. Plutarch watched from the topgallant yard with tasteful approval. Pliny nodded at a moon that lifted tide lines like scripture. Lucian grinned in a coil of line and did no harm. Montaigne sat on a bid and defined the essay as a harpoon practice. Rabelais taught the cook how to season a pot with laughter. Stowe would have written the minutes kindly had she been on board. Brown blessed the clear substance he would one day see in pots that roar like sanctified thunder. Dryden counted the sparks like an honest historian, a fire edge and scores by made ice into a school. Sibbald walked with the map folded under his ribs. Stafford's letter reached us in the dusk where the air tasted of lime and law. The first lowering was a grammar lesson. The animal rose as if the ocean had remembered a syllable it needed to complete a thought. The breath climbed warm a column that corrected the air. The oars took the old meter iron, spoke their simple yes. The lines sang, the tubs smoked, our ribs learned to read speed. The lance went in where patience told it to. Silence came down as if folding a blanket with the care of a mother who finally had a minute to herself. The oil lifted like a second water. We named tools because names of men were not steady yet. Back aboard, the tri-works began their red sermon, and the ship accepted the sermon like a parish that has learned to love its priest by knowing his faults. The head matters required a bench and a mind that could refuse panic. John Hunter would have approved our calm, Paley would have blessed our hinges, Cuvier would have sketched extinction on the air with a finger and asked nothing cruel. Brown would have pronounced a liturgy without Latin, Beale would have taken notes with plain joy. While we worked, I remembered rooms where women trimmed wicks to draw the smoke away from a child's throat. Those rooms were not in the book, according to men who think the sea is only for men. The book included those rooms and had always done so. I'm bored.